perfectly well aware that that time is incorrect, so I don't need to tell you. The actual time is also something you already know that I don't need to tell you, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's 1930 UTC, and that is, of course, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yes, it is. And my name is Tobe. And not only am I the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, I'm the biggest tea-drinking fool on this entire radio station. Anon Radio. The streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. I am, of course, drinking tea. Still drinking Da Hong Pao. Can't get enough of it. Oh, yeah, it's so good. It's not even funny. Yum, 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 yum. And, of course, the next thing we need to do is go to the numbers. And that's an extraordinarily simple thing to do. All we need to do is go over here to this side of the room, turn on this magic machine, yeah, just like that, and then we speak into the microphone and we say, "Hey, numbers lady. What are the numbers?"
The numbers are 100, number 126, number 339, number 463, number 576, number 989.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady, but you're not sounding so great. I think the numbers lady machine needs a tune-up, needs some preventative maintenance. It needs... it needs help. Poor numbers lady. Oh. All right, so what are we doing? We're drinking more tea. That's what we're doing. Yeah, Da Hong Pao. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. Mm. Man, I want to make this my regular daily drinking tea. And I would. If you listened to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you'll know that we did the math, and we found out that it was actually just a hair cheaper to drink the Da Hong Pao, just a few cents cheaper per serving. And that's if I take 5 infusions. If I take 6 or more infusions, 6-7 infusions, then it becomes considerably cheaper. Well, by like, you know, 5 cents per serving. Which is enough. That's enough for me to convince me that, yes, I need to be drinking Da Hong Pao constantly. The problem is, I cannot always get Da Hong Pao. It is not always on the store shelves. I can't always get it. But I'm going to be looking forward a hell of a lot more these days. I can tell you that much. All right. So let me try to sit down here. What are we doing today? Oh, I don't know because I've got problems. Ow. Okay. Whew, I'm good. I woke up this morning. And you know, at 12:42 in the afternoon. I woke up this morning. And I thought, okay, it's pretty good rest. I'm kind of feeling okay today. Everything's great. And so I get up and I start walking out of the room, heading up to the kitchen so I can make some tea. And suddenly my hip started doing that thing again, and it hurt so bad that I could barely walk. And I was like, God, what the hell is wrong with me? And that was about 15 minutes ago. And now it's much better. So, what is going on with this weird hip thing? At first, I thought this was a sleep-related injury. Oh, there we go. There's a try for New Zealand. Good, that puts him in the lead. I'm watching Sevens, by the way. So I'm sitting there making tea, and I almost can't stand up, and I want to cry, and everything is extraordinarily painful, and I'm limping around in my kitchen. And I got the tea made and everything, and I came down here and started sitting down and everything's kind of okay again. Yeah, I can feel it. It's still a little painful, but, you know, not any more painful than anything else in the world. So it's like, what the hell is wrong with me today? I do not know. The bad news is we cannot go outside to get exercise to work this out. It's raining, but it doesn't seem to be raining that hard. I don't think it's raining hard enough to prevent me from going outside. It's just, you know, drizzle. Everything's wet. But the other problem is that it's like 36 degrees. It's just above freezing. It's like 1 degree C. So we went from yesterday, where it was 20 degrees C, or 19 degrees, to today, 1 degree. That's a 30 degree shift in Fahrenheit. So yeah, welcome to bizarre weather. Now it's too cold to go outside, even if I wanted to, but gosh, I'm kind of thinking maybe I should go anyway. Just doing some walking around. Here's a line out for Australia. We better punch this in. Hold on a second. We need to watch this. Here it comes.
Anderson at the back. Now it comes forward.
But that worked.
Off the top from Anderson.
This is Australia versus New Zealand.
Turn goes to Davies.
The cup gets final for this sevens tournament.
The scamper back from Clark is good.
Onside nice. Two.
Down by three. Still down a man.
The current score is New Zealand. Yay, 17, rated number one, versus Australia, ranked 8, at 17-14. There's 2 minutes and 23, 22, 21, 20 seconds left. Come on, New Zealand. I always root for New Zealand in rugby. I'll always be behind the All Blacks, just like Steinlager.
We're going to make it a real grind late here, Australia.
2 minutes
throwing
to go.
Throwing it in here for Miller. Clark goes
Australia
back.
Australia kicks.
Miller v. Dixon. The bounce going towards Miller.
Oh, my God. Australia recovers 3 meters in front of the goal line.
And now the penalty goes to Australia.
Penalty, Australia.
New Zealand not releasing the ball on the ground. And now Dixon's gone.
Oh.
For the remainder of this one.
Yellow card for Dixon. He gets sent off.
Wait off the field, please.
Well, this must be for the same thing as Lockie Miller, I assume.
He's slowing
the play down, that's all I can think it is.
A yellow card gets you sent three off into the sin bin for 2 minutes. There's only a minute 30 left. He's out
Longbottom
for the game.
Losing his feet, Longbottom bounces up, goes again.
Australia's at the 5 meter line.
Over the top, the pass is forward.
Oh, and they pass it forward. You cannot do that. You cannot throw the ball forward in rugby. You can only kick it forward. So this is going to be a turnover. New Zealand is going to have it. Look at that. That's just hilarious. And we've got a minute 13 left in the game. So are we going to have a scrum or what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Looks like we're having a scrum.
And it's just fizzed out
a 5 meter scrum.
Still time, though, for Australia.
New Zealand puts it in.
Just don't want to concede
it
a
comes
penalty.
Out.
Longbottom pressure and they don't just
pass the ball.
And yeah, Australia was offside there.
Discipline in that situation there.
So now New Zealand
Australia.
Can kick with 50 seconds left. They are going to kick the touch. Not. They're going to kick the ball out of bounds because they'll get it back out of bounds.
Still got to execute at the line out there, main.
So, yeah, they
the
kick it out
New Zealand with
at about
Dixon.
22. They will now have a line out.
What's the play here, Carlton? You've got to get
22.
A man up. Surely Australia, New Zealand will come
with
in.
With 30 seconds left to play.
To the line out.
So they'll, you know, kill as much time as possible. And here comes the throw in.
The take here should be enough for New
Not
Zealand.
Not yet.
To hang on.
And he throws.
Up
they jump.
Anderson,
New Zealand recovers.
Yeah,
run. Pass.
They bang it up.
Pass. Hit the guy. Plow through.
Need to get a shot on the ball.
Guy goes
Malou
down.
From the side. New Zealand will hold on.
And yeah, that's a problem. Australia did something bad. There's 1 second left. Time is over.
There's a full time siren.
And they stop the play.
Ten straight wins games for New Zealand against Australia, and this one will bring gold in Canada.
Yay, rugby victory music. It turns out New Zealand has won the tournament in Canada, apparently. For some reason, I thought this was in Los Angeles. No, that was last weekend. I can't remember. Oh my God. So that's what I'm doing. I'm stuck indoors today. Drinking tea. Dealing with a crazy cat. And something that seems to be wrong with my back or hip or something. What the hell is wrong with me? Maybe I just need to drink some more tea. That's always a solution. Oh, and it's so good. Oh, man. I was really hoping to go outside today. But it's raining. But I'm not really complaining about the raining. Because it's been dry here. And we do need some rain. We need a lot of rain, actually. Because obviously, mushroom season is coming up. We need lots of rain for lots of mushrooms and stuff. And I need more tea. It's so good. So yeah, rain. Rain, rain, rain. I should be watching the Weather Channel to see what the weather's going to be like. So I can start trying to make some mushroom predictions. That's the other thing. I keep saying I'm going to do this, but I still haven't. I gotta put some ground sensors in various places. I need to go around to some of my secret mushroom areas and bury some thermistors. And then, bring the leads up to the surface and then hide them under a rock or something so that during pre-mushroom season, I can walk around with a multimeter and take readings so I can judge temperatures, ground temperatures. What would be the easiest way to do this? I can think of a couple of different ways to do this. I really should do that this year. So that following years, I already have this in place and I no longer have to think about it. Mushroom season is coming up. And tea drinking season is now. Oh, yeah. Da Hong Pao. The big red robe. Go big red. I am very into drinking this. I cannot tell you how much I love this Da Hong Pao. It's so yummy and good. Lum, lum, lum. And there's drips running down my carafe. That's no good. Ooh. Don't let it get drippy. Don't let it get drippy. I would love for somebody to invent. Well, yeah, every time I say that, I realize it's up to me. As soon as the words, somebody needs to invent a blank, as soon as those words come out of my mouth, the truth of the matter is that person, that blank, should be me. Let's not fool ourselves, kids. Oh, yeah. So great. Now I got to start designing teapots. I'm not going to design teapots. I mean, goddamn. We've had teapots for thousands of years. I'm pretty sure the Chinese perfected them about 5,000 years ago. Why do I have to do anything with them? What I need to do is invent a tea carafe that doesn't drip. I haven't figured this out. And speaking of things that I haven't figured out, I'm looking at my television screen. Oh, it's the Children's Museum. Okay. I couldn't figure out what's going on. There was all this like fake construction equipment, all this like quarter size fake construction equipment made out of what appeared to be MDF or press board or something. And it little kids are dressed in construction clothes, but they're shoveling these black gravel rocks away from dinosaur bones. What the hell is going on here? No, okay, it's just the new exhibit. at the Children's Museum, where they can go down and pretend to dig for dinosaurs. Okay, that's great and all, but but if we could just get these damn kids on a bus and send them up to Ashfall, we could let them dig up real dinosaur bones. Here, kid, start digging. You can get a lot of good free labor out of children if you tell them that there's dinosaur bones in there. And we got real dinosaur bones in the ground just a couple of hours away. Why do we have to set up a fake thing in the... I don't know. Oh, children's museums. We have a pretty good one here. The children's museum here is pretty good. It's fun. I haven't been there in a while. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you work there? Why don't you work there so you can do wacky stuff? Well, you know, I would, but I don't know. They would probably make me wake up too early in the morning. You have to come to work at 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning? My God, lady, I've only been asleep for an hour. I'm not getting up at 10 o'clock in the morning. All right, so you know what's probably coming next. You're thinking, Tobe, we are 17 and a half minutes into this show and you haven't made a 90210 reference yet. Oh, I haven't?
I shouldn't.
Well, maybe we should just fade it up here.
I should?
I panicked, okay? For some reason, I thought you had to choose between being a parent and having a life.
Your being here means so much to me.
Wow. That's G.
Sorry for being an egghead.
Wow, Steve has figured it out.
What made you change your mind?
Oh, I had a revelation.
You've been having a lot of those lately.
You know, kids have bedtimes.
Steve is wearing a pink shirt and a blue blazer.
Let's go.
And his girlfriend's all-girl band is about to play their first show at the Peach Pit.
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't have that in your closet.
Yeah, she's complaining about the stupid blue blazer and the pink shirt because...
Ladies and gentlemen, Zoftic figure.
He's obviously an idiot. Okay, here we have a bunch of fake musicians pretending to play musical instruments. Here's a girl pretending to play the bass. And here's a girl trying to pretend to play the guitar. Another one. Oh, Luke Perry's wearing a bandana. Donna's dressed like Madonna. And they got the beat. And the best part of this little shindig here is that they're doing lots of fast cuts between all the musicians and the crowd, and they're jerking the camera around real quickly to make sure that nobody notices that nobody's actually playing the instruments. Oh, look at how well this shot is framed, so we don't see her hands. Oh, see, we can see the guitar, but we can't see her fingers, you know, making any chords. Yeah. Look at this. It's just brilliant. Oh, but now we pan over to crimp-haired girl looking at Dylan. Go get her, Dylan. And here's crimp-haired girl. She's on the phone.
Who is this?
This is Gina Kincaid,
the girl who saved you last night.
What do you want?
You know, the people I didn't help went to jail.
Uh-oh. Gina Kincaid
Look,
is shady.
This isn't a good time to talk.
I wonder what your son David and your wife Jackie would think.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Actually, one little phone call from me and I guess we wouldn't have to wonder, would we?
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we will talk soon about how much it's going to cost.
You're going to cost me, you're going to give me some money because this is blackmail of 90210 with drama music. And he fades it down to save everybody else the embarrassment of having to think about anything that's going on 90210. Oh God, I gotta get my brain scrubbed. I have to have my brain cleaned out from getting so polluted and dirty from all that 90210. And you know, the only thing that's gonna do that is gonna be music. We're going to musical interlude. I need cowbell. I need cowbell and hallucinatory chili peppers. So we're going with Mississippi Queen. By Mountain.
Mississippi
beautiful thing. Oh, I do love that song. Mississippi Queen by Mountain. You never hear pretend girl bands on 90210 playing Mississippi Queen. No, of course, if you're on 90210 and you're pretending to be a girl band, oh, you better play some Go-Go's. Yeah, we got the beat. Yeah, we got the beat. We got the beat. We're good at keeping the beat. We got the beat. Of course, of course, they can't play any Runaways songs or anything. You don't hear fake girl bands on 90210 doing Cherry Bomb now, do you? No, Pippa, what are you doing? Don't play with that. That's Dice stuff. It's not time for Kitty Dice. No, it really isn't. And now I think I need some Runaways. Oh, what song? Not Cherry Bomb, too obvious. So I think we need to go with, Wasted. Because I love Joan Jett so much. Oh. With this recording. It sounded terrible. I'm sorry, kids. We just gotta try that over again. See if we can find a better version. And now the cat's wigging out because she was good. Oh, great. Now it won't close. Finally.
Man, you're looking wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was very obviously wasted by the Runaways. I love you, Joan Jett. Oh my God. How great are the Runaways? That's what a girl band is supposed to sound like. Oh, it's an all-girl band. It's a girl band. Oh, 90210. We got the beat. We got the beat. Yeah, no. The Runaways. Wasted. And, oh, Joan, where did you get that gold tone Les Paul? That's that custom? That's pretty tasty. I love chicks with hot guitars. I also love hot chicks with guitars. I also love hot guitars with chicks. And I also love, is that all my combinations? Possibly. I'm not going to try to figure it out because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. As for me, I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.